Capital 263.
Hangover, 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 hangover.
Party's over.
It ain't over.
I'm back, bitches.
I play our fins. What's up, people? Yeah. How you doing? Welcome to the Hangover on Capital 263. Free to say it.
Free to do it.
And if you're joining us for the first time, the Hangover is that show that explores the club culture, the bar culture, as we have it in Zimbabwe. We pierce the veil of the fucking
team. Never get that tagline right.
We pierce the veil, baby.
No go give it up my peers and then.
But you sometimes you get so heated.
I do, and then sometimes
so, just miss it.
But I feel like by now people know if I'm on it, it's just,
there's
no story.
They love it. They like it like that. So what's up, guys? How you doing? Hold up. Is it no chill or Mr. I don't give a fuck? How do we address you, sir?
You can call me by any name.
Yes, daddy. Yes. Any name coming through? okay. It's okay. We can call you by any name. Anything that you like.
I'm down.
That stuck for me. So I'm gonna call you.
But I don't give a fuck. Like, it looks short. Uh-huh. But when you want to say, like, man, I don't have time for that.
What do you mean?
I don't have time to be like Mr. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's a long ass name.
Like when your mom calls you by your full name.
Nah, when mom calls me by my full name, I'm hiding under this table. I'm not here. I'm putting my phones on airplane mode, GGGG, and all of that. All of that. So yeah, guys, welcome to the show. I'm the Queen Dre, and as usual, I am joined by my co-host
Lala, the best she ever had.
And my other co-host, Mr. Adam.
Hi. And he's co-hosting? Excuse me?
He's been real? He's been hustling.
I don't care about his hustle.
He's been hustling me for such a long time. He's like, saga. Like last week, he actually caught feelings because I didn't tell him what time we were recording. And I saw him after and he was sulking.
Why is the stuff never, like, why do I never know?
What would be last week after the show?
What would be the love?
You left me here, isn't
it? Yes.
I know where you went to, girl.
Anyway.
Yeah, but guys, I just wanted to say I'm in such a good mood. First of all, I want to thank God for just being faithful. Yeah. I feel His love.
Glory.
Abundance of His love in my life. I love you, Jesus. Second thing, you guys should check out Summer Walker. She's got a song called Girls Need Love, and I'm crushing on that song.
In other words, girls need dick. That's what she's saying.
Girls need dick too.
That's what's up, though. No,
just give us the ting. Give us the ting.
I said this last week, and I'm like, people always confuse these songs when they sing, hey, I'm looking for love. It's not actual love. It's just body parts, guys. It's not that deep.
In the club. In the club. All right, guys. So today we'll be talking about the best sex positions during drunk sex and approaching a guy in the club. But before that, let's head over to the other thing. Withdrawals.
Your weekend calendar, chi-chi, what?
Like that.
Yegedero, everything nice.
Where we give you the weekend calendar and what to expect on the scene.
Yeah.
She's a freak of the week. Now everybody see. She's a freak of the week. Madonna, let's ride.
Yeah. We're about to turn up after this moment.
What did you do the past weekend, Dre?
How was it unplugged, baby? Oh, yeah. Big shout out to my namesake behind the camera. What's up, ATG? Give us a few fingers. So me and ATG were at Unplugged on Sunday. What did I do on Saturday? Does anybody know what I did on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. For real?
You were eating something really nice.
Oh, shit. I don't know what I did either.
It's gone. I don't have a good weekend. I don't remember.
Hold up. Oh, my God. Am I blacking out?
Okay, what did you do
What's
on Friday?
Happening?
Do you remember Friday? At least.
No. All I know is my fiance was somewhere in the picture, but I don't know what we're doing. Forgot. It must have been some like real XXXX rated shit.
Basically, you know I mean? She's saying she was with her man. Next, Mr. I don't give a fuck.
What did you do? You got my pies. The struggle was real. Nothing, absolutely nothing. As usual, I was sleeping, playing video games, and I discovered these four niggas on my Instagram. Trouble in
okay,
my
so
life.
What is the fuss about these particular ones? If it's a challenge, I'm
they're
sure there's
gay.
Several.
They're
videos.
Some gay ass niggas.
They're not
are they gay.
Gay
or you guys are just homophobic.
Nope. Yeah.
Zimbabwean boys, I don't trust your definition of gay. Because y'all just homophobic for nothing.
First of all, on behalf of those very cute gentlemen, we are not gay. No, they can't be gay. No, it's like when they say every like very good looking guys either taken or gay.
Yeah.
Them niggas can't be gay. If them niggas are gay, I quit.
Are they that
life.
The first is real in Zimbabwe though.
Yes.
Yes.
The number of statuses with those niggas.
Yeah, like I've been seeing like my comments about it, but I actually haven't seen the actual video.
But I really hate guys who are catching feelings about this. Like your
so
species, Mister. I don't give a
what
fuck.
What are guys saying?
Like, if a nigga pulls up and says to you, "What is gonna ramble? Shit, did you see that WhatsApp conversation?
Yakuzi.
Yes, Arambwa. You know what?
Actually, let me look. Bye. I'm determined.
But there's also the one that's saying, "Yes, you're going to spend the whole week talking about these niggas, but don't forget who's buying you drinks on Friday." Mm. I'm like, I buy my own drinks.
Why I they born? Then the guy says, "Saga urukuto tumira chi video chakui." The girl says, "Sweetie, they're just some hot dudes. Everyone is talking about them." The guy says, "Do you even know them? What if they are drug dealers? They are Illuminati, and you're busy posting them.
Wow.
And you don't post me." Pastatus, wagati mama.
Wow.
As soon as posters from Jakarta. Then she says, "Ed, I think you're overreacting, Hago." Then he says, "I think you've overstayed.
I think you've overstayed this relationship."
I died so hard. I'm like, wow.
I think it's so one crazy. Person who was sending himself messages on one phone. That can't be real.
Nah. You'd be amazed.
Nah, nah, it can't be real.
But no, I know Nyangana in different ways. Same thing.
No chill, would you trip over this shit?
Nah, personally, I wouldn't because, first off, there's some gay ass niggas, and that's a fact.
And second of all, your dick
second of all,
is doing the thing.
The dick is here. Don't fucking like the UK. Fucking my mother Cape Town.
Wait,
niggas.
These guys are Nigerians, right?
No. They're actually.
Senegal.
They're in France, right?
No, but where are they from?
I don't know where they're from,
Ghana.
But I know they're in France.
I know one of them was from Ghana.
I'm saying this because before you start bragging about your dick game, just...
I don't brag about my dick game,
you
though.
Need to first know where they come from because Ghana is East Africa.
So sorry.
I'm sorry.
Take two seats, my nigga.
Me, I'm not from Zimbabwe, so I'm
where,
happy.
Where are you from?
East Africa.
East Africa.
Where?
I don't know if it's I don't want you to
yeah, do it.
Like, did you just really say you're from East Africa?
Like, your
deal.
Ancestors are mad.
What did you do this weekend?
Hey, guys, can we just give me a like?
No, tell us.
Tell us.
Guys, I haven't been doing much lately. It's actually quite
depressing.
I think it's shocking for me because I'm that person where I can be in a time where I'm going out the most, and then I have a phase where I'm going out the
least.
So, yeah, besides being high, I was really.
I feel like you're not going out because you're also not taking the initiative. You just. Posing everything.
Not really. I think it's a matter of no. Listen, I think it's a matter of just plans are not coming my way, or at least plans that make sense.
Yo, manangu, wada shako kwenda ku out. Ah, don't matter next weekend. Anyway, so unplugged. Yagadirwa Madaka. Like the way that Osadega was like,
guys,
beach edition.
God
for who, for what, for
you
why?
A beach for a reason. Even now, what you buy in your beach name?
Imagine going on a beach setup. And you're there in your bomber jacket and my jeans and my jumbo, because the weather was not playing like that, bro. That's,
but did it like rain?
It was drizzling like in the afternoon. When you got there around 4, it was still drizzling. Yeah. But that was the last time it drizzled.
And then after that?
It was just cold because there's this water body close by. So it was like pretty windy and stuff. Yeah. It was just, yeah, I got my one chai with
you.
Shame. But yeah, we did the thing. Anyway, the very good thing about Unplugged at the beach is... Winky D was there. So you know what that means. Uh-huh. We danced, my nigga. Musa Effect also dropped his single. The single is dope. Check it out everywhere. M-U-S-S-A Effect. Everywhere online. And what else happened? There's these two girls called Zenaria. They also performed.
What
it was
they
nice.
Do?
They sang.
Oh, okay.
They're like
a girl thingy.
Girl band, yeah.
Okay.
So they performed with, what's that band called? What's it called, Tanak? I know the band. I just forgot it. I used to see them at the Big Turn Up. Okay, fine. Whatever.
Wait, and is it the band with... one of them is... He's quite big.
Yes.
I think I know that band.
I know it too.
Name.
So I'm
but
forgetting
the
name.
Good.
Yeah. So they were, yeah. It was a very... The opening act.
Yeah.
It was well put together.
Okay.
And there was a guy also called Josh Mick. With a lot of like chill music and stuff like that. So, all in all, I think, yeah, things were, you know, building up and Winky D lived up to his hype. It's very unfortunate I didn't get to watch Reverb play. But
you heard
so
him.
Sorry, my guy.
You heard him, though?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. Like, I left.
Why?
But I'm there like, Reverb, Sha. Who are these niggas? Who put you after Winky D?
Reverb is the one. Like, he knows his shit.
But do you know what? Who performs after Winky D?
That's
like,
true.
For the wine.
That's so much pressure.
Yeah.
Like, why are you putting me on the spot, though?
Like, you have to see people walking back to their chairs and you're like, oh, shit.
That's crazy. No, but
and I think that was the scenario.
But no, he shouldn't. I hope he wasn't put down by that because he's got his shit together, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, I joked around. I hope he didn't catch feelings. I was like, Shad, they're trying to sabotage your career. But I know, right? I'm like...
Nah, he got this. And this weekend, he will be at... sorry to preempt the...
At where?
Calendar. The video launch for More Life.
Who the
at
fuck
Pablo's.
Is More Life?
You don't know the song? More? Girl, you need to listen to more radio. Anyway... More Life, it's by... I forgot. But the album, the video launch, is no, it's a dope... Listen, it's a dope song. The name slipped. Like, listen.
Is it a nigga,
song.
Though?
Yes, it's a nigga.
Okay.
And the video launch is at Pablo's.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverb is one of the per lineup.
Okay.
One of people per lineup. So, yeah.
Okay.
And it's free all night, so...
We'll be all night... Love.
So yeah, I think we're ready.
There was also a cookout on Sunday. I don't know how it turned out because the weather was like
shitty. Yeah.
And there was also umcimbi wabantu in what's it called, Nobulawayo. As well as in Twasa, hey, this whole week. And there was Shoko Festival as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Apparently it was lit.
I remember what I was doing now on
you
Saturday.
You were at Shoko Festival.
No, I was not at Shoko. I wanted to go to Shoko. But I was so tired. So I just KO'd.
And then apparently it was lit. All the people who performed
were
delivered.
Dope.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Pro Beats. He says those guys made him feel some type of way.
Yeah. Shout out to Tammy. She says she loved the response from the people.
I think because also it was a free show. I don't know why it was free, but maybe.
Are you complaining?
I'm just like.
This hour Zimbabwe, can everything just be fucking
But Lara,
free?
Did you go for the free one, my dude?
No, because I actually didn't know that Shoko Fest was this weekend. I thought it was this coming weekend.
Yeah, some trouble. I don't know how to help you now. But this is what to look forward to this weekend. Starting off on the 6th of September. 6th of October, what the fuck? At 2 p.m. There's Shisha. Yeah, sure. There's Shisha Saturdays at The Flame. make sure to bring your own booze, and the cover charge is going for $10. So there'll be beer pong and table tennis, and there's music from The Movement, Chiweda, DJ Bree, Keto, Muta, and Eddie Christmas. So go through for that. Bring your own booze. It's $10 starting at 2 p.m. at The Flame. It's somewhere in Alari. I haven't been, so I don't know.
Okay.
And then also to look forward to is Jacaranda Music Festival.
Yes, I've been hearing about that. Shaka, Mikasa, Sukasa.
Mikasa, Sukasa. So yeah, at Hellenic Sports Club, and the price is $10. When is it starting though? Is it starting on Friday?
I think so. Yeah.
It's Friday to Sunday. You just, go to www.clickandpayafrica to find out which shows are available. So yeah, you heard it from, what's your name? Lala. Everybody's going to be there during The Movement as well. And then there's somebody by the name of DJ Trouble who's got a birthday party at, Mortar Action Sports Club on the 7th of October from 2 p.m. to late.
Well, why don't we know these people more? Like, that's always my question. Like, in this, the industry in Zimbabwe, like, where are these, like, why are we not knowing, like, is it them not putting themselves out there enough? Like, what is it? Cause, unless someone's going to a birthday party, oh, Munaba line up, and you're like, what the?
But this is also like a promotion for you to try and know them. I don't know if you get what I mean.
No, I get, like, what you mean, but going, I feel like, to, for you to throw a birthday party, you,
like, you're
have
theming
sort of
a whole day, cause Motor Action does these things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this, very cool Sadza in Mabonzo, by the way. So you guys check
it
out.
Wait, so he's doing his birthday party, Kumota, actually?
Yes, makes during sense. On the Sunday.
I thought it was like an Amara Brown vibe.
Talking about Amara Brown, when is her show?
It was postponed to 30th of November. From Instagram.
Okay.
I think venue is still the same. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
And Casper is 10th of November?
Yeah, I know it's the same month.
Okay.
But yeah, apparently people can still use their tickets. So people had bought them for office because it was meant to be last weekend.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah. So there's also wine,
so
craft
beer. So keep your
ticket
if you bought it. Just saying.
Okay. There's also wine, craft beer, and gin festival at Queen of Hearts, I think. Yes, it's Queen of Hearts. Friday the 12th of October and Saturday the 13th of October. It's $45 per person on Friday and $55
Wait,
per person.
Wait, what's the 45 for?
It's for unlimited wine tasting from 5 to 9 p.m.
But Bodore, sweet lips on Kanye.
And then,
wow.
And then on Saturday, it's unlimited wine tasting from 1 to 6 p.m. So there's a pop-up kitchen and some music and classic. Oh, the dress code is classic cocktail on Friday, and on Saturday is French Riverian. So make sure to get your tickets on the 25th of September at 9 from Queen of Hearts. Tickets will be available, but they're only limited tickets. So if you are into these things, or if your blazer is set up like that, just make the plan and go.
And like I mentioned earlier on the video launch, it's on the 6th of October at Pablo's Summer Sauce. The lineup is PD the Ghost, Jazz Prosper. I hope I said that right. Reverb 7.
Woohoo!
And the DJs are Ray Biz, Jay Dub. I don't know some of these names. Fuji Spin. And yeah. It's free all night. The more reason y'all should fucking go. So yes, guys, let's do it. Let's support our local artists, because we're forever complaining, but at your show, love.
Yeah, apana love.
So let's
love
do this. It's free anyway. So guys.
So pull up on the thing. I've been wondering about whether or not I want to go to Club Sankai.
Me? Well, I want to. It's just opportunity to share. I haven't gone to Club Sankai. I haven't gone to Club Qatar. I haven't gone to the New Maestro. See, I have a lot of updating to do. So yeah, but the motivation for Sankai is low-key deteriorating because of the constant feedback I'm getting from people. Like,
yeah,
smaller than plus the vibes, she cheats. So I'm just there like,
oh, talking about Club Sankai, somebody spent $40,000 there last week.
Why?
because they can.
But what does that mean? That's
me. But I'm also wondering, kuti na imabenga na my bank limits here. Like you just swipe.
Let me tell you something. Not everyone is banking. People stopped banking a long time ago. That's one thing you need to always keep
so
in
mind. So how big 40,000.
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Like,
or it's an international card, maybe. Like from South Africa or something, because I know you could allow for that. But medum's mabum nimto ni makeb, because you can only do so much. Like
that's true.
This economy, okay. I don't want to talk about that right now.
Next segment, yes. When we get into the nasty, stay tuned. Is this a category to read him already?
I love this track so much. He gets my Jamaica on.
It does the most.
You know, yeah, I love it. So guys, welcome to the buzz. And we're talking about the
bass. Sting like a bee.
So we're talking about the best sex positions to do during drunk sex. And I know a lot of y'all like to do the thing. Apparently it's called whiskey dick or whiskey veg.
That shit is real. Yeah. Chelsea. Well, I don't know about veg. Yeah. Wait, what's this whiskey veg? Like, are you not getting wet? Like, what's going on?
Like, it's yeah, basically.
Okay. I know whiskey dick for sure, but I'm like, whiskey veg, like, what's going on?
But yeah, that's what they got a name for it, and yeah, interesting.
I was
times.
Actually thinking about this at home today, and I was like,
"What does it say?" Lang. Does it say, "Mess my uncle"?
Listen, you just sit in the topic. So. I was just thinking, I'm like, so I was trying to think of my own experiences, like drunk sex and positions, and I actually realized every time I fucked drunk, when the time when I was like on the alcohol tip. I was always fucking places I shouldn't be. In a car. In like the bathroom. And like I've never really been like in a bed.
Wait, who's
situation.
I want to know.
Like,
don't you want to know? I want to know.
No, not ready. But my point is, like, I've never been had like a proper, because I think it's also because I'm drunk, so automatically it's bower vibes. Automatically, shut us up. I'm gonna be fucking the car or type of thing. But like, I've never had drunk sex in a normal set. Oh my life.
Anyway. I'm so judging you right now. Like, look at me. The queen.
I don't care. I love it. Yeah.
Right. So guys, apparently when you are drunk, you are very dehydrated. So the, you know, it's a very key for you before you engage in coitus.
I don't like when people use these like big words to say sex.
Like I keep saying this word, and every time that I say it, you ask me what it means.
My point is, stop saying it. Like,
like now that you know what it means.
Can we not use basic English?
Like what? What's
sex? Fucking. And as good as a babonde,
I was coitus. Coitus.
It sounds like some STD actually.
Some coitus up in here. Yeah. So hydrate, drink lots and lots of water, and if you can afford it,
but
use
let's be
lube.
Realistic, Anjiji. Mm-hmm. All the time when you're drunk. Vura.
Plani.
Lubra.
A banana plan.
Half the time is the girls are not trying to think about all that. So let's talk about realistic situations.
But that's what I'm saying. Let's try and think about these things. Like,
yeah,
think
but
about
I'm
it.
Fucking fucked to think about this.
And like, you're in the wrong place to begin with.
Gucci. Like, I think for me, especially with adverts of things like alcohol, smoking, I'm like, smoking is hazardous to health. And then they put some balance advert. And you're like, so like, how do you expect me to think about things like driving home safe when I'm fucking sloshed? How does that work?
Your priorities are like this. They are not. Actually, I don't think they are there. Non-existent.
I'm just saying.
But yeah, it's always okay for you to try and be cautious. I don't think that we should assume that every time you're drunk, you're turning up.
Yeah.
Like, there's sometimes when you're also getting drunk for the sake of making dirty love.
Babies.
I wanted to say dirty, 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 duh. But yeah, there are times when you're actually like in the zone. You're like, you're chilling some wine and you're sipping on it with some cheese or chocolate. Or whatever the case may be.
I guess so. But like I said before, most situations when you're drunk, you're usually out.
But it's a different situation altogether.
Yeah.
And for that situation, I mean,
I don't give a fuck.
Word.
I
was trying.
Shinky, have you ever had drunk sex before?
I couldn't do it.
Have you ever had drunk sex?
I think I have. I don't remember. Yeah, but I think I did. I had. Is it drunk sex when you have sex when you're high on weed?
No. That's different, baby. That's real sex.
That's real sex.
Shit!
Yes! Drunk sex is another category altogether.
Yeah, but yeah, I think. Oh yeah, yeah, I did. I did some time. I can't give you the details.
We don't want to know the names. Just tell us how the experience was.
It was pretty amazing. It was pretty reckless, but amazing.
What do you mean by pie? He just got two questions. Not Dre. Like, we put people on those spots.
Yeah, don't put me in this spot though.
No, but like, where
guys, if I had it, I would tell you.
You know how it is when you
Dre,
just...
don't get me started.
No, if I had had it ever in my life, I would tell you.
Or you just don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's the type of situation.
Where? Like, location. Bed, floor, bathroom, car, club, outside.
You were fucking someone you weren't meant to fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't consider car sex as somebody you're meant to fuck. I feel like people are now just so comfortable to be like, oh yeah, car. Like, you're not meant to fuck the car, guys. You're just doing
The car
much.
Was meant for that. Have you seen how those chairs like move?
Particular
back?
Cars.
Audrey, you're sick. The car was not meant for that.
No, the only reason why the driver's seat does,
and then she wants to be in these streets. Listen, there's only one reason for that. She wants to be in these streets saying, "If I knew, I would tell you." And you're telling us, "Hey,
honestly, honest question, who drives like this?"
It's too risky.
So I wanna be pimps.
It's too risky.
We didn't go to rest. That's right. I say. Why? Why didn't they put a kitchen and a bathroom in the back? Why?
You nasty motherfucker. Anyway, back to you. Like, so would you do it? Okay, wait. So this happened once.
It was amazing, though.
I said,
I never do.
He's not even here. Look at his
so
face.
Amazing.
I think he's cheesy all over again.
You know what? I think you should hit her up again.
Yeah.
Probably should. Because clearly,
I've been trying.
And so, do you know what's funny? Because your action scene was so amazing, but you've been trying to hit her up and do a little. So,
I don't think the feeling is mutual.
I think it's a one-sided thing. It was a long time ago, and
but you did it once.
Pretty much.
Would you do it again? Okay, yeah, not with the same
obviously.
Girl.
Not with the same person. Would I do it again?
Would you just genuinely have drunk sex again?
Yeah, probably I would. Mm-hmm. I would. Most probably my girlfriend.
Future girlfriend, by the way. Girlfriend is non-existent.
It's so funny. So
if you are listening, please hit us up so we can get you drunk and set you guys up.
Yeah, hit us up.
It's so funny how what tango chief expose that
no, I'm not saying I have
doing
one.
No purpose to your. You're literally like putting salt on your own wound.
But
like,
this was a long time ago. Like,
don't do that.
These are your confessions.
Here's the thing about these things. You know, what? like it's said. I don't care. People should know the kind of person they're dealing with. Ladies should know the kind of person they're dealing with. So if you
people,
give a fuck
don't
about
say ladies, because name you half the time you don't know what the fuck you're dealing with niggas. So
have fun with my lady babies. Check out CV. Guys, check the CV. You will die an early death. Moving on.
So okay, question. So The topic is positions, and is it? So
today's theme is position and not sweet. But my mother must carry my eat and say, Mister, I don't.
That's why I was going at, because, like I said before, most people. Okay, Mister. Agree with me that half the time in
was
people,
it in the car or outside the car?
In, what, half the time when people fuck drunk, it's usually in places they're not meant to. Yes. So then let's go down to position.
Position. Position.
If you're in a setting where you're not meant to be fucking, already you're low key constricted.
Yeah, exactly.
So my question is,
memory mode repeat. Come on.
There's some people who do premeditated fucks in cars.
Yeah.
Like, old.
That's different.
But I'm just, Audrey said the car is meant for this shit. I'm just saying.
You did expose yourself.
You did say
so that. There's no
but
comeback there.
There are people who are not like, you know, like you're not prepared for it. It's not something that you were thinking about. Yeah. So you just do it.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to play low key and shit. Uh-huh. And yeah, so
but I always find that dumb. Especially when you don't then open the windows. Because y'all are gonna steal the shit out of that. It's like,
but you know what? Regardless. What I got when you guys say half the time when you're having drunk sex, it's usually in a constricted place, is that you are having sex with people you shouldn't be having sex with.
No, babe. Let's I don't have stories. Let me educate you.
Okay.
Listen. It's not like what he's saying. Like it's especially when it's not premeditated and it literally just happens because everything in that moment is lit.
You've met before, or you've never thought about it.
But maybe the goal really wasn't to fuck.
So basically, you shouldn't be fucking this person.
Education.
Okay. Shutting up now.
Mm-hmm. So already, because it's nothing planned, and it's not about missing your fucking has no class or whatever. It's just a matter of we're in a situation and we're like, listen, it's now or never, and we're lit.
It's surreal.
But like, yeah, so it's just a matter of, listen, you could be fucking someone who's got an apartment all to himself.
I'm so judging you.
But
both
I think
you.
Chamuka in Yama, I gotta see, mama.
Yeah! I'm eating it. I'm so judging you guys.
First of all, don't have sex with me, just meet. Second of all, Pongori sober. Hold up. Let me educate you. Second of all, when you were sober and you wasn't thinking about fucking this person, guy, then when you get lit, don't do it.
Why are you being a hypocrite? I'm actually mad because you're saying things that ain't true.
Exposition of Dre. Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Anyway,
ain't nobody fucking nobody.
Question about positions.
Mm-hmm.
So to someone who have you, okay, I feel like no one in here has had drunk sex in a normal situation.
My question was going to be,
like, what is it? Like, are there certain positions you can do when you're drunk?
I'll recommend the basics.
What do you mean?
Missionary.
Your doggies, your missionaries, that's it.
Why?
Try to do anything else, you break a leg.
What but I hear...
So?
Fall on your face, lose your teeth. It's just not recommended. Just don't try shit.
It ain't safe.
It ain't safe.
I wasn't gonna love, but yo.
Why the basics? My mom's
jeans don't handle machinery. What? That's the same shit that you're trying to do over here, and you know, just don't try
machinery.
Alcohol or whatever influence you and it brings out another side of someone. So when Muno Anikachoko, that's the only time he or she can do the freaky thing. So when you say stick to basics, don't you think that's a relative term according to you?
Well, to be honest, drunk sex is a broad term, so I don't know.
Tell us
the labels. Because Cenge always hits us with labels to the drunkness.
What do you mean it's a broad term?
Educate us.
It's a broad term in terms of like Audrey's talking about drunk sex, most probably Audrey's talking about drunk sex with the fiance, which is organized, which is like, we're gonna get drunk today. Hold up. And Lana is talking about drunk sex where you just met the nigga, you know, and I'm talking about drunk sex where, you know, you've been eyeing a chick for a long time, uh-huh, and then she just comes into your crosshairs and you just hit that shit.
But then what does that have to do with positions at the end of the day?
How is it, how does it have something to, you know, having sex with someone that you've known for a while, you can try new shit.
Okay, finish off.
It depends on your level of freakiness though. But then
but it also depends on how long your relationship is. Long.
Yeah. Well, what is your relationship, first of all?
Thanks. Check it, continue.
don't be like, thanks, as if you threw shit.
No.
Everybody knows. I don't know what a fucking relationship
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
So
you can't be like, you don't agree because you don't know what he's saying.
No, what I'm not agreeing to is I've fucked someone who I've known for a while. I've had such... Listen, just because I haven't had relationships...
You've had very long-term situationships. Okay, we hear you, girl.
The motto of my story is I feel like sometimes it differs. I also feel like that's a relative term because I feel like sometimes because you fucked someone who you know or you who you have fucking, so sometimes you get comfortable.
Yeah.
And sometimes for you to start or to try new things, you need someone who's not in your comfort zone to kind of push you to do it. Or someone who, because you have, you notice like sometimes when you do something with someone who you're too comfortable with, panic about me, this person, because you guys have that low-key history or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like,
I experience my uncle.
You know what I think about drunk sex here on Asinga's head, like strangers. It's usually a kurasa moto type situation.
Because
you know you're high and you're horny and the girls high.
It's like that. It's like when you really need to piss and you don't give a shit if it's the middle of the alley.
Exactly,
just like,
you just do it. That's the whole situation. So you don't even think about good position. If that's what I think. But then they comes to premeditated one where you can think of positions and stuff like that. And maybe you
can
to be very honest, I think speaking on a girl's side, at least for me,
mm-hmm,
also I'm really not trying to think of what this, but I just want to feel him hit my spot at the end of the day.
Cardi B! Yes!
Listen!
Hit the thing!
Half the time, bro, I'm too drunk to remember tomorrow anyway. So, really?
But I think what Chenge was basically trying to allude is the fact that when you're drunk, it's not the right time to be experimenting.
Yeah.
So, whether you know this person or it's new, don't do things that you've never done before. Because it will, you will break somebody's back. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
On TV called,
but Chenge, I'm gonna ask you something.
Yeah.
When it's high sex, that's a whole different ball game.
That's a whole different ball game, bro.
Yeah.
That's a whole different situation that we're talking about over here.
I gotta put it out there.
Matomu Brozon already. Yeah, Brozon o'clock. All right. So there are times when you can prepare for your drunk sex mission, and the times when it just hits you like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys? All right, so let's talk about safety. Do you guys plan to do something about it when you're drunk?
I'm always saying to people, especially to guys, I don't understand guys who don't move around with rubber, especially when I'm getting a I try to move around condoms.
Okay.
So,
because if you are looking forward to doing anything when you get, actually, if you know you're the type of person when you're high or drunk or whatever, you start to catch some feelings. Like, just shag.
I personally,
I'm always addressing issues that I see when people go out. Like,
that you do when you go out, yes? Continue.
It's okay.
You can put it that way, but anyway, girls know that when they're out, like we talked about this in the podcast when I was there, like girls know that shit is about to go down when a nigga invites them out, and guys know the same thing. So when guys are buying alcohol, usually they want to buy rubber, but they don't want to buy rubber.
Is it stupid?
But scan out your one.
Grocery,
but
Ma?
What?
Well, what?
What I'm just saying is, most probably, Kumba will not come.
Because Kumba kuna medium.
No,
but listen.
It can be either way. Kumba makoni maruku shanda. And kunze futu wagu wagu na stoka. No jira wada wada stoka. Aba mskana rupa set up. Mskana kakona shiku tinga makoni. Mbatu wana. Hey, I'm stupid. Hey, chichi.
No, but that's the thing. I feel like.
Tinga kosa tu wana mtora na hii baby boy.
Guys, Takura. First of all, both parties, girls and boys. Why are you overreacting when you're seeing him buy rubber? You're the same bitch when he's about to go in row. What the fuck?
Honestly,
girl.
I
don't get it. And at the end of the day, you honestly can't use the excuse of when you're just trying to fuck row.
I think all...
because that's not an excuse. How do you say things like, it's kind of my side. So, yeah, like what we established. Could you test it? But she's
no, I think that. with Chenge, Chenge is talking about Tim Nyangi.
What?
And I Nyangi Rai.
That's true.
But not Chena.
But we all know that's what's up.
Mskara gang wana wako dobatu wa late. Because every time you offer a drink, I'm talking about it. I don't need to talk about that.
But bitch, you know he hit you up because you have a vagina.
Oh my god. Oh my god, you're so explicit. Did you just say vagina on the show?
Oh
my god, I can't handle.
Wow, you're so dramatic.
But yeah, guys, so here's a couple of positions that I was reading. So if you're at home, there's a whole fucking book on
knowledge. Exactly.
Hold up. There's a whole
knowledge is power. It's okay.
Preach.
It's okay.
Preach, sister. Or we preach.
Guys, you can go to bustle.com or justdate.com for more information about this.
Let me tell you something.
Mira!
I'm going to guess on all the positions you're going to say. I'm going to guess one that you've probably done. And if I'm right, I want you to say yes. Yes.
Carry on. What am I, Virginie? What is this? Why am I being attacked?
What is a Virginie?
I'm a Virginie. All right. So the first position is that cuddle. You know that cuddle position, right?
Wait.
So, apparently...
What?
What?
What is a cuddle position?
All right. You know how it is when you're lying on your side and he's lying on his side behind you.
Oh, and you're
not cuddling. Spoon. Hey, kak. I'm gonna expect. My expects. Thanks. Expects.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's the first position. The other one I hear.
Wait, why?
But spooning here, I follow more category. Lazy sexy.
And all lazy sexy.
I don't think so.
And you know, it's a footy part drunk because you're not trying anything new. Kungo simza gumbo.
Wait,
sorry.
Not drunk for you.
Lazy for who? If you say girl, I can understand. For the guy, I feel like that's no lazy shit.
Iowa, do you know, Kuti?
It's less work. Less kilojoules used.
Because you're behind me, you kind of need to thrust a bit more.
No. What do you do, Langa? Is this?
Put in, put out.
To put out of a side. Quit it.
Yeah, side.
Langa, listen. Listen. Child, listen.
True.
What do you do with this position? From what I was reading is you make sure good you lift your leg up and then you, I don't know, you do noosa like you take your back, you arch your back to
no,
make
I
sure
mean,
that
I get it. I've done
to
before,
make sure
but my
that
point is
my point to is make sure that your butt is by his crotch.
Yeah,
you guys can actually interchange, so it's not just him thrusting.
No,
you can actually thrust back. And people, when they're drunk, people react differently to alcohol. Mm-hmm. So there's one who is going to be like very active, and the other is like, oh my god, oh my god. And that's the time that you guys, you know.
Personally, oh my god, we are not that person. I hate monkeys.
Whiskey dick is real.
We are going to rara it to saranga day. Oh, y'all have been kissing for the past heaven knows, but like you're out here trying to give head. Don't no. That shit is real. I don't wanna lie to you. That shit is strong. You don't get that BP. Genuine Asha. Sexual frustration is a real thing. Go from honey to non-honey.
Langa is representing all women rights today.
Bless up, bless up, bless up.
All right. And then there's also oral magagara. And then there is...
Wait, magagara how?
Sitting position,
Yeah, that works.
Mashago makukutu.
Well, that technically means you're sitting in the back seat. The car's not yours.
But it works, though.
Most likely, you're not going to have an opportunity.
Wait, why are you emphasizing the car's not yours? Like, why are you trying to throw shade for no reason? Can we just talk about
Because all of us in here, except one of us, tested na motka. Sarah, shut up.
Tested
na motka in my ATG. Tested na motka.
ATG is the only one who does the same.
Who's got a car? And I think this is the situation in Zimbabwe. One in every four people have a car. So... the driver is driving, obviously. Doesn't need a driver. And everybody in the black is getting the freak on.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Just about a couple in the back is getting the freak on. The rest are just bululu. Usually.
Yeah, that's true also. Or,
I wasn't ready.
No, but like, that's what I was going to say. Like, I feel like that's stupid. Like, why are you making sounds when you're in a car full of fucking people? Especially if you're the only people who are fucking That's if he makes it okay. But yeah.
Guys, I'm not sure for a life, man. You have my problems that you got. No, thanks.
You know what? In that moment in time, it's not even a problem. Like I told you, because you're not meant to be doing it in the car and in that position, the more thrill it's got.
I think I'm sitting in Target Market.
That's true. The worst thing is the whole in the car. The only one's fucking. And then the whole. Oh, yeah, God, this is puts. There is no denying that shit.
Like the whole car is not sitting on six.
Now check out with your better with your sound and you're clanging. No, sweetheart. No. It's a lie.
I can't believe it, 280G. This is too much for me.
It's a real thing.
And there's also face to face with leg up.
Yeah?
Face to face.
Leg up how?
I don't know if my position is I need to Mumbai. Because you can't just throw things in there.
What do you mean face to face, leg up though? I'm lost.
Until I'm not putting face to face, I'm not going to do this. This time I'm not going to do this. But Magatari san.
Okay. For someone who's under the influence, that's a lot of work.
It's not. You guys put your hands in the air the whole club time. And then you get home and you can't put your legs in the air. Bitch, shut up.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're drunk. That's what I'm saying.
Zero was the name.
If you're high, you can tell yourself to do it and you do it. If you're drunk, you tell your leg to go up. It's going to.
All right, and there's also something called side 6ix9ine.
I think I know that one.
First of all, original 6ix9ine ka. It's a no-no. What is
Why
that?
Is it a no-no?
No, what are you doing? So,
That's oral. What's wrong? Why is it a no-no for you?
Personally, what I think is, kana unit uri dzanga ka. This is
almost full. That's true. Unongo jikasa dzane nyama.
That's actually quite true, but that's why I'm saying
Kuti, for me true. It's not an option because I'd rather do it and she has to do it to me. Okay,
so I don't know if she's better than two last number. How many times will you be thinking about all that shit? You're not going to think about it whether you shaved or not. That's a fact.
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying I'll be sloshed as fuck, right? I'm not about trying this shit because I'm sloshed.
That's what we said before. Sometimes when someone is drunk, another side of them comes out. So not everyone is going to react the same way.
When I'm drunk, I'm paranoid. So I know I'm going to react like that.
So when you
don't smoke weed. Personally, what I visualize between drunk people and people who buy 6-9 is just a simple.
Even kind of what is that like before you left home going to the event and did it? If you've bugged properly, you'll be fine.
Mm.
To be honest.
Mm.
And if you wipe,
And then my doganga shimbota rwaya. Ne anzi mutual masturbation. Have you guys tried it before?
Masturbating.
Both of you masturbating on yourself.
Well, I've done a one way.
You're masturbating yourself. What?
Why is the bitch with you? No, sometimes I feel
you're
like
masturbating yourself and you guys are like looking at, you know, that weird shit white people do?
I understand.
But this is one of the things.
No, I was going to say that.
Voila, but kinda, it's very lazy. Like when you're drunk, guys, energy
Audrey, I think you're doing some weird shit.
She really has been exposing herself.
You're trying to bring it out to the world. We don't accept it. We don't want it.
I told you the website's going to change.
I think females are more open to do that than guys are.
But guys G's all the time. Like they G's to our pictures.
No,
I'm about to show me a picture.
I'm saying both of you masturbating whilst you're like looking at type of thing. I feel like girls are more
into it?
Yeah, than guys.
I would do that sober, not drunk.
Guys,
I'm
feeling weird.
Because
I would do it regardless. I mean, I have. So.
Well,
but it was a one-way thing. Like, it wasn't a two-way thing.
Can you say what? Okay.
Thanks.
Can
you explain?
No, I get it. I get it. Thanks.
Let her explain.
Exactly.
Hey, listen. I get it's jizzing to this shit after the show. You'll be like, yes. Podcast and you're busy. I'm not doing this with you guys. Thanks. But yeah, guys. All right. So we did say
you've done doggy.
Ma?
Yes.
Hey.
I tell me that before you started doing these positions.
I love my ass.
That's a yes, people. She just admitted to it. She's done doggy before.
So guys, yeah. So when you're drunk, make sure you lock the door first of all. Don't be careless.
You're forgetting kuti advice ukupa urukudza munhu. I feel like you keep forgetting that the people you're talking to are sloshed as fuck.
No, I think you guys are assuming
that
everybody who gets
sex,
drunk
maybe.
Gets irresponsible.
You're having too much sober
sex. Those are that discussing. First of all, you have to discuss the level of drunkenness. Technically you're looking at are you tipsy or are you drunk? You're still in the zone, bro. So you have to be particular.
Rest in peace.
All right, guys. It's been the buzz. Shit.
Thanks, bro.
And the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go.
Forever exposing us. I don't know why.
But that's what he'll be saying. The backing vocalists, they started it.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So, very quick question. We're going to try and discuss this in under 20 minutes. Approaching a guy in the club. right?
Don't do it.
What are the reactions? Shenge, how would you do that?
Stop it.
I'll think you're a hoe.
What?
Like you want me to pay money for sex?
Okay, wait. What are
like,
we
what if I'm properly dressed and I'm like about to Mbura and I'm
what
like,
are we
hi.
Defining as a pro, like you're approaching in terms of what for? Like, what is your like? Yeah, what are
you see a guy you like, uh-huh, and you step up to them and start talking to them to get their attention.
Type of, okay.
I don't know. It's
and
Twitter
that she mubawa.
Like we're in the club.
I'm always saying this
though.
Like, why are we talking?
But listen.
Personally, what I would suggest is
okay. But why would you think she's a hoe just because she's come to talk to you?
You come to talk to me. You said you approach a guy, right?
Yeah.
What are you coming to talk about? Hi.
When you
can I have your number?
Listen. Let me ask you my very rhetorical dumb question. When you approach a girl, what's the motto?
It's the norm. That's the moral.
But my point
the goal is obviously
even personally, I don't like girls who approach guys like
who approach me.
Alright. Yeah. Who approach me? Or approach any other guy.
Why?
It's weird.
But
is it emasculating?
Not really. But in the club. I'm talking about the club over here. Like, you're in the club and a girl comes over and starts chatting you up. It's kind of weird because at the end of the day,
Liz, where would you do it? If a girl approached you in the club, you're in the club, you're having a good time with your boys, you're dancing, you just hit that vosho or gom, and the girl is just like, that's my zari. She pull up to you and she's like, yo, what's up? What's your reaction?
What I believe a girl should do in the club, go back that shit up. That's what you can do.
The moment
you bet that shit up on a guy, and that's when you can fuck conversation. I could talk to someone like that, not just talk to someone and know that person.
She wants to be the conversation.
Yeah.
And this is a bad thing. This is not.
And
a
I think women who know what they want, panic at that.
Also, I feel like with you, probably it's because the way you've had girls approach you is not sexy.
Yeah, most probably.
Personally, I said don't do it because I've just had like my ego can't do that thing. But what I
if you
do,
if you like really saw a guy that you really needed to fuck,
use body. What?
The coupe guys, yeah.
I use body language a lot.
So you look at him.
That's my first move when it comes to guys. Like I use my eyes a lot. And body
your tongue.
Language.
That works.
Do you use that work that tongue, baby girl?
Subconsciously, I do use it because I'm sticking up.
The tongue is doing the most.
So yeah, for me, like body language works. Like once I look at him, and he gets eye trapped, so that he's going to come eventually.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I said I feel like it just depends on the way. I personally respect girls who do that, and as long as you don't get bad, because I feel like she knows what it is when you get bad. But like I feel like it's like what you're saying, like if she comes to you and she's saying it as it is, she bad as fuck, I don't see what's the problem.
Okay, cool.
If you're going to approach a guy, you need to like something's funga wega. Is this guy in my league also? Because for the genre, to a league, good, it's an obvious bet. And it's two, how are you doing it? Because if you get there and you're making it so obvious that you're thirsty, sweetheart.
I think it was on Alala's go kind of my body language that works. For me personally.
To be honest,
the last call you're not Toshika, you haven't been walking my way, I'ma do the thing.
Like I really hate guys who check you out and then he walks.
So why are you checking me out? Don't I hate. I feel like they should be right.
No,
like, she's not bold.
Like, don't check me out. Just walk. What are you?
When you're checking me out, automatically, you're letting me know that you're looking at me and you're feeling like, so in my head, Dr. Guys,
we're not in gay
peace. By me acting like you, what the fuck?
Where are girls like you in the club? Cause I never found some girls like this. You know, you go.
You like, I think
I'm always, you just fucking with basic bitches.
I think for me, it really does so. Go both ways in terms of when a guy knows what he wants. And a girl also knows what they want.
Yeah.
That is the sexiest shit in the world.
Yeah.
Don't give me body language. Then I come through. Then you act like you just saw your mother.
Doesn't make sense.
Like, I wouldn't do that. I don't shit you. If I give you a serious look, don't talk to me.
Exactly.
If I'm smiling and winking and dancing and giving you... Do the thing!
Gentlemen, the queen is spoken.
I understand.
Expose yourself.
Because honestly, I feel like some of these guys got know that they're hot. So you just stay with his hotness. Killing us.
If it's a cocky guy, chances are you're not gonna win.
Anyway, he's not cocky. He's just there like, I'm so hot. I'm so hot. And, you know what?
Next week.
I'm just saying, for a lot of people, you're there filling yourself, drinking water the whole time in the club. One Tarisa. Like, if I go that way, you're looking. If I go that way, you're looking. What are you trying to communicate?
Why do you guys do that?
You don't really know what's up, because the moment you approach a girl saying, like Audrey's, just you've been eyeing Audrey since you got in the club, and you approach Audrey and she's like, oh, fucker, I ain't here for that shit.
Just take your L and move on.
You know, that's the norm. Even an ATG could just, you know, reiterating that, but those need to come down. You see a girl, you go talk to her. Ayana, like, the whole time, she walks away.
No, but like, if listen, already when you approach Anditi, there are risks of a yes or a no. So, like, just because you get a no, or there's a possibility of a no, it doesn't mean now you have to start acting like
99%,
we were born yesterday.
99%.
Being a man, girl, men are strength.
It's a difficult team.
Men are strength. For real.
I don't know.
But you know what? Let's go home. Thank you guys for tuning in to Capital 263. It has been a very great show. We tend to talk a lot, but we hope that you enjoy. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
Listen, if you're going to listen to this, just know it's a whole bunch of talking to people.
Yeah. So follow us. Twitter is The Hangover ZW, and on Instagram is The Hangover Zim. And make sure you catch us every Thursday on iono.fm under Capital 263. You can also find us on iTunes on Capital 263.
Guys, don't the be show afraid is The Hangover. Also to let us know, like, what you guys want us to talk about. Like,
yeah.
Y'all need to talk to us, because there's no point of sliding with DM. I like your show, but like guys,
zero.
We're here for
like,
you.
I think we're innovating this shit. People are like, they say that. I was thinking about it.
I'm always saying, we're always in your head having the conversations you think but can't say. But have great weekend, guys. Stay blessed. Stay
safe. We will love you and leave you. It's that Queen Dre everywhere. THAQWINDREY.
Lala Machanisa, one word, Instagram. Yep.
I'm supposed to do the same shit.
Yep.
If you want people, unless I will scoot down.
Changi 101 on Instagram.
Chiwanda. You're saying it as if I was scoot down. Like, get out of here.
All right, guys. Love you. Bye bye. And now.
Capital 263.